These Baroque era dances in binary dance form were often short. When I played you the Minuet in Bourré by Lully in last lecture, you might have noticed, well, that's a rather short chunk of music to call a whole movement. So often, dances of like type were paired. You played two dances consecutively without stopping. Typically during the Baroque, that second dance, in this case we have an opening gavotte, then we have a contrasting gavotte, it's just a whole new dance. Typically during the Baroque, this new dance was played by but three instruments plus continuo. So this new section was called the trio. Having introduced a contrasting section, though, there's a kind of desire on the part of our ear to go back to the original idea. So we have a large scale A, B, A. Gavotte, gavotte number two, or trio, and then gavotte one, da capo. Go back to the beginning to create a sense of closure. This is a form that will live on in the symphonies and chamber music of the classical era as minuet and trio form. So let's just sample this particular example. I would read from your word scores in a description of a gavotte. A vigorous dance for tutti includes a second contrasting gavotte, the trio. The return of the trumpets and timpani after the air lend this movement a martial pomp-filled mood which contrasts beautifully with the serenity of the air. And I would point out that our trio section here is orchestrated for more than three performers, but it's using fewer instruments than the outer gavotte, than one and the da capo. Let's hear it quickly and then sum everything up. Gavotte number one, A. A repeat. B. Repeat. Trio, gavotte number two. Repeat. Capo. You'll notice the repeats are not observed in the da capo. It would simply be redundant to do everything all over again. We simply need that sense of rounding that comes back with returning to the original idea. Now, I am filled with remorse at not having the opportunity to play for you the bourré and the jig. They are brilliant, magnificent, and filled with this brassy sheen that Bach draws from his ensemble. Nevertheless, the jig and the bourré are easily divined. Their form is straight, binary dance form, and when you go and buy a recording of this piece, if you don't already own one, you can follow that structure easily. And of course, this brings us back to the core of Bach. He's using a pre-existing structure, and he's staying within the confines of that structure. But having said that, AABB, he gets maximum expressive mileage, maximum technical complexity out of something which on the surface would seem simplistic and often static. On that note, we depart to return when we talk about the French keyboard suite and then Bach's Partita No. 5 in G. Thank you very much.